Hello.
Hello.
Are you alright, Cecil?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. How are you? How are you, Paul?
You're not gonna berate me for something this week?
No.
Oh.
Just start recording the podcast, please.
Alright.
I was going to maybe start by reading some of the terms of our tenancy agreement for the property we're currently renting. But it would seem that the young kitten has taken a dirty protest to it and has pissed.
Oh.
All over it. It's covered in yellow pizzle.
Oh, the little bugger.
Not sure when he did this, but...
Yeah.
Stinks.
It does stink, Cecil. Get it away from me.
I'm sorry.
I don't want it on my face.
Sorry.
Well, without further ado, just, Cecil, please, if you would like to sum up last week's podcast, if you could, for me.
Right, well, last week, if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, We got burgled while we were away on holiday, so we were waiting for the insurance to give us a new TV, a new cooker, a new microwave, a new Hoover, a new kettle, a new Corby trouser press, because I had one. Didn't work, but I still had the receipt, so technically the insurance had to give it to me. So that's where we ended up, Paul, on the 27th, on the 17th, apologies. You said that the new deliveries will be coming tomorrow, on the 18th of March, which is where the reading will begin, please. So, Paul, 18th of March.
Oof. Packages. So many packages. Well, boxes. So many boxes. All our products. A new TV. Kettles. Shoe stretchers. Novelty-shaped balloon implements and otherworldly goods have all been replaced. Our brand new Sony TV is massive and our new Zanussi washing machine is just super. And our Microsoft PC is powerful and fast. Oh, and the Alba Walkman we got... Actually, no, the Alba Walkman we got is rubbish. Always go for a named brand. Never go for an Alba Walkman's just... Very poor quality. If you're listening to one when you're sleeping in bed at night, because you listen to a tape every night if you go to sleep, it gets the cord wrapped around your neck and you wake up slightly choking yourself. And this is not in any way sexual. Not after the first few times it's happened. I think you're being choked by Margaret Thatcher / mother, which, you know, mummy's just a fat Margaret Thatcher. Very conservative woman. Very conservative. Anyway, it's been hilarious to watch Dad try and use the new remote controls for all the new appliances we've got. We've got one for the TV, one for the VCR, one for the stereogram, one for the posh lamp we've got, and one for the new set of curtains. He's trying to turn the volume down on a curtain. Ridiculous. It's not the future, where you could push a button and change the colour of your curtains. That must be coming in 2007. That's probably going to be an invention, I imagine. Lovely stuff.
19th of March.
Oh, I've been up all night playing on the internet. Still somewhat restricted by... I've been up all night playing on the somewhat restricted internet. I was in a chat room where you can actually talk to people. Fire talk, it's called. I was speaking to the actress who played Y-Bird from Playbus, but she stayed in character all the time. We had loads of fun talking about nursery rhymes and stories. We talked about the Pied Piper of Hamelin, the Owl and the Pussycat. But she wouldn't talk to me about Mr. Men because they're copyrighted. In the end, we made a finger picture, which was it was a giant egg with holes cut out where my fingers could poke out as if it was its legs. But then it came alive and grew massive fingery legs and started to attack me, put its fingers up my nose and down my throat and made me be sick. Obviously, it was a dream. Oof, it was frightening though. Very frightening. Today, for a snack, I tried Yorkshire pudding and ice cream. and gravy. I was only sick twice. It was quite nice at first. A bit like some kind of Yorkshire baked Alaska. But when I was sick, it wasn't so pleasant in reverse, so it put me off for the rest of it. Rubbish. It's a shame. But I'm trying to push the boundaries of culinary expertise. I think one day I'm going to find a combination that just blows this world apart, and I'll buy myself a Michelin star. I keep saying to Dad to give me a gold star, but he won't give me a gold star. He says it's not good enough, not top quality enough yet. Not gourmet. I'll show him gourmet. I'll put some horseradish on a cream cracker. Serve it to him with a sprinkling of paprika. That's very cordon bleu. Yes, whatever. 20th of March. War. What is it good for? I don't know, but it's messing up my television. We've gone to war in Iraq. I think some deserty country. Not sure where. Do I approve of it? Do I not approve of it? Do I not give the slightest frig? Depends on who's reading this diary. If it's a woman, then ooh, war's terrible. If it's a conservative, one of Mum's conservative friends, then yeah, why not? Let's go and conquer the world again. We had an empire once, let's bring it back. Or, as I actually feel, not really bothered, not bothered about it. All I want is another bag of crisps, please. But either way, the footage of the war is messing up my TV. Programmes have now been moved or not shown, just so that they can parade Bush around. And, you know, show him tapping like a power mad Lionel Blair, high in his own sense of self-buttery arse-face ponciness, whatever that means. You know, I'm just glad I don't pay tax.
What was that supposed to be, Paul?
That was that night when you made me watch the news, and then you made me watch Rory Bremner. Yes. So I thought I'd try and do some satire. Didn't really come off as proper satire. Cecil, it wasn't biting, was it?
No.
But I tried. At least I tried, Cecil. What did you do?
I made a commemorative cross-stitch plaque. Mm. Yeah, it was beautiful. I had George Bush on one side, and he was licking the chin of Margaret Thatcher.
Why was that? Why was George Bush having aught to do with Margaret Thatcher? The two never overlapped, Cecil.
George Bush Senior, not George Bush Junior, stupid. Ooh. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's just a beautiful, conservative, Republican hybrid. Imagine the baby they would have made. Very right wing. Anyway, shut up, Paul. 21st of March.
Whatever. Oh, what a day today. Why? Well, firstly, the check from the insurance people cleared a whole 5,783 people. People? Pounds. All for us. What the bloody hell are we going to spend that much money on? Who knows? Well, Ma and Pa probably. But I do have a birthday coming up soon. I wonder what I'll get. Secondly, I got a postcard from Uncle Stanley. You know, he's the one trying to get gladiators back on TV. The postcard was of a beef eater. Very dull looking. It reads, "Dear Al, I heard about your hostage experience from your Aunt Beryl. Sounds like a good game for gladiators. I'm still having no luck getting it back on TV. Still, I must keep trying." Okay, I've got to go. I think another tramp's trying to steal my shopping trolley. Stanley, all my love from Stanley the Manatee Valentine, which was the name he was going by at the time. He never did. Did he get gladiators back on TV? I think he got it on Challenge for a bit. John Fashanu.
John Fashanu. 22nd of March.
Today's been a kind of green t-shirt feeling today. I think for today that's what today's been. But what does green t-shirt denote? I hear my future and forgetful self thinking. Actually can't remember. It's a good job I've included a chart in my diary. Here it is. Green equals I'm either thinking of a woodland, or mint ice cream, or some kind of delicious mishmash of the two. A blue t-shirt means it's just a general slobby kind of feeling. Your everyday kind of slobby, sitting on the sofa, eating a bag of crisps perpetually, watching the daytime televisions. A red t-shirt denotes that I think a big impression is needed. So it's very bright, my red t-shirt. And I think people go, oh, hey, look at that. That man in the red. Oh, what a figure. He cuts a fine figure. If my t-shirt is pink, I'm feeling happy and gay. If the t-shirt is orange, that's a cautionary t-shirt. A desperate need for a shower, but I can't be bothered. So you just pop the orange t-shirt on. That keeps people at a distance of about 10 foot. They just know there's a bubble of stench, and they don't want to enter into that cloud. Because if they do, there's going to be some powerful body odors coming right into the nostrils. A black t-shirt equals either I'm feeling a bit vacant, not in, don't want people to talk to me, or I want to look like a hip vicar. I'll wear my black t-shirt, but then I'll put a white tie on, but then just have the tie going around my neck and pop the tie down inside the t-shirt so it looks like a fancy futuristic dog collar. The t-shirt's white, I'm just showing off how sweaty I can be. Beautiful to, it's like wet my own. Wet t-shirt competition, but just sweat. If the t-shirt's brown, I'm either constipated or very, very squittery. Any of these t-shirts must be worn with a light blue jean, the only trouser for a man of my years and stature. Sweatpants will not be tolerated. Yeah, you'd think I would want them because I do sweat quite a lot, but I feel the denim gives me the extra protection I need from my sweat coming out and the stench coming out. It needs that. It's like a Kevlar for my stench. It's horrible. You don't want to go near my gusset after a month. It's disgusting. I can vouch for that. 23rd of March. No. Blimey, Lord Gibbon. An early night is needed as I've got a job interview in the morning. Tony reminded me, I don't know if you remember, many weeks ago we wrote to the Ann Summers shop. We sent in an application and it was successful. Got called in for an interview tomorrow. Oh. I just want to do that job because just imagine all the sexy ladies coming looking for saucy underwear. Oh, maybe I could help with the fittings. Who cares if I said I was a 45-year-old woman with an interest in lace and cup sizes? They don't know. I can just put some rouge on my cheeks like the old ladies do. Maybe I'll sweep my hair to one side and bat my eyelids and go, oh. But the interview's at 10 a.m. in the morning. That's too early for a guy like me. Will I be able to get up at 9 and get there on time? Who knows? Not me, but the alarm clock is set. Will I arise? Given that I'm writing this at 3:08 in the morning, and I'm on the internet looking at nude pictures of Ruth Maddock that I've sort of drawn myself in pencil, what I do is I get a picture of Ruth Maddock's face. That's the Welsh one from Heidi High, if you don't know. And then I sort of trace over with some white paper what I imagine a nude torso looks like. I cannot draw a bosom. Right, better go to bed. Got a job interview in the morning. Nah.
24th of March.
Did I get up at 9 a.m? Yes, I did actually. Did I go and get that job? No. Oh, buzz. What's that all about? Facebook business. Paul, create a post for people visiting Radio Facts and Paul Facts. They've not heard from me in a while. Well, you can F off Facebook, is what you can do. F right off. You've interrupted my diary reading. So, did I go to the interview and get the job? No, I didn't. I didn't get off the internet till 5:34 a.m. So, this morning, that is probably true when I was writing this in 2003, probably stayed up that late. I had a very poor sleep schedule in that year, don't know why. I've lost my place now. I didn't get off the net till 5:34 a.m. So this morning I jumped out of bed and belly bounced my Jim Davidson big break alarm clock into the wall, and then I flopped right back into bed. I thought, oh, I should go, but oh, my bed's so warm and cosy. And then I just sort of slunk back into it, all warm and nice and tired. And then had the nightmare again. I better write it down just in case I lose my memory or something utterly ridiculous. Okay, it starts like this. Okay, I do my radio show, we're having a phone in on which is better, which is scarier, sorry. Paper cuts on the eye or a paper cut on the end of your young man or your young lady if you're a lady, and by that I mean penis or vagina. I start to talk to a lady on the phone in about delicate matters, when suddenly I put the phone down and I start singing, if I only had a brain, a heart, a home, the nerve. Then I look out of the radio studio window and I see that the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz is there. Only it's not a chap in makeup, but a real scarecrow come alive, and it's banging on the glass door of the radio studio. And it bangs, gets faster and faster and harder and harder. But I'm paralysed with fear, always been scared of any kind of scarecrow. I start to scream, but the bangs get louder and louder. Then the scarecrow smashes down the window and comes at me with its arms outstretched. I can see its clothes are all proper rolled and tatty, and it's got spiders crawling about in its straw hair. Then it opens its cloth mouth, and spiders and miniature cherubs come flying out into my face. But the cherubs aren't just little baby cherubs, they're tiny miniature Roseanne bars, from Roseanne. And she's got tiny pitchforks, which she then pricks at my face while saying right-wing racist things. And then, just as the scarecrow's about to rip my arms off, I wake up terrified, covered in sweat, and a few times piss. It's horrible, hate it. Sometimes if it happens and I still need more sleep, then I go and sleep in Mum and Dad's room where they've kept a bed for me, just in case the nightmare recurs. And it does recur, and will recur forever and ever, amen. So for the rest of the day, today, I've been sorting out the family tree, which is quite hard to do, really, because I don't really know who my real mum is. Because Margaret keeps saying that she's not my real mum. Don't know what's going on there.
Right, that is all she wrote there, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, Paul, dear, it's a humdinger for me and Margaret.
Oh.
Pivotal in our relationship.
Oh, right.
But for this week, we'll just keep it...
What? Well, Cecil, we're stuck. 18 minutes we've just passed.
Right.
What do you want to do? Do you want to spaff on a bonus podcast?
Yes.
Maybe the one where I make you want on, so I don't think we've put that on yet, have we?
I don't think we have. We'll spaff that on right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame and herr, and cats and dogs, mice and men, hi-fi, time and space, Paul, help me. Sorry. We'll put it on. It's just a little chat me and Paul had while he was cooking me lunch. It's free. Again, I have to keep repeating this. This is free for you. You're not being charged anything. So enjoy it. Or turn it off and be sick on your phone if you hate it that much.
Oh, Cecil, people might not listen to it on the phone anyway. They might listen to it through a PC or a laptop or an iTablet. You just don't know. You can't say what they're going to, how they're going to consume the media. So just shut up. And I welcome you to me cooking a bit. Enjoy. Love you. Bye bye. Either way. Come titty, alive, oh, come titty, I love you, do you know? Let's go. I'll make you one of my specials. What we got here then?
What?
Oh, the kettle's boiling, Cecil. Let's just stay out of the room until the kettle's boiled.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Hello and welcome to an extra podcast. You join me, Chunky Paul Thax, wandering around a chasing. No, tried to chase a cat, didn't work. She's having none of it.
That's not a cat, Paul, that's a dog.
Is it? Come here, you little shit. Stop running away from me. There you go, how do you like those apples? Are you keen on them?
What are you doing?
Well, Cecil's poorly. He's got a limp wrist. He says it hurts him a little bit when he makes the Macarena dance movements.
Yes, it's too tender, Paul. Don't squeeze it.
Sorry, I just wanted to touch it. Why isn't Mum looking after? I thought sickness and in health, and that's what she's supposed to do.
She's out, you know she's out, Paul, all this week. Getting me my cross-stitch thing from the cross-stitch world. Super fair in Birmingham. Birmingham.
You don't know what county Birmingham's in, Cecil. Oh, I fell over.
Yes, it's in the Midlands, the West Midlands.
Is it?
What's this, Paul?
That, Cecil, is a bowl of advent calendar chocolates that I've not eaten since Christmas 2018. It's now February the 28th. I'm going to chuck them.
You're not going to eat them?
Believe it or not, Cecil, no, I'm not. Right, I'm in the kitchen now. Cecil's with me, by my side, like an ancient, withered old ball bag.
Don't call me a ball bag, you little turd.
Don't call me a little turd, you old fat face.
Don't call me a fat face, you little shit.
Now, I'm going to make Cecil wonton surprise today. It's another How to Cook with Paul Thax. Just got some boiling water boiling. There's some heat coming from the oven thing. I don't know where that fire comes from. Do we store that in there, Cecil? Or is it supplied via the internet?
What?
These flames, Cecil, where did they come from? Do we get them over the internet?
Are you that stupid?
I have an inquisitive mind, Cecil, and you know, I've got to ask these questions, haven't I? If you don't ask, you don't learn, and if you don't learn, you end up like you, retarded and old. Oh, you bastard!
Oh, my wrist!
Idiot. Anyway, wonton surprise. I'm getting some Maggi 3-minute noodles, which you would buy from Tesco's that are like 20p each, and then you get them home and realise that they're made from Nestle, Cecil.
They're not, are they?
They are, Cecil.
Bloody hell.
Can't get the packet open, Cecil. Can you open it for me?
I've got a week rest.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you could help me a little bit.
You want some scissors if you're too delicate to open it, you big useless bastard.
It's all right, I've done it now. The Nestle goodness goes into some boiling water. We all know this. We all know how to cook a noodle.
Yes, we do.
But Cecil, what flavour is that, Cecil?
This has chicken on it.
Right, I hope it's got those horrible chunks of carrot in that everybody hates, that go rock hard, that never cook. Yes, it does. I'm not going to put that in for you, Cecil. Don't want to spoil it for you. It's going to be a delightful meal for you, for your mouth. The mouth times.
Right. Now what are you doing?
I'm agitating the noodles, Cecil.
Right. Look, you could ring up Nestle and say, your noodles are horrible.
Don't want to give them the oxygen of talking to them.
You could have a go at them over the phone, Paul.
Could, but I'm not going to.
Now what are you putting in it?
I might put in a caramel latte, Cecil. Do you want a caramel latte in your noodles?
No!
Alright then, I won't put it in for you.
Thank you, I don't like the sound of that. It sounds horrendous.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Right then. The fat little cat sat on the doorstep, shall I let it in?
Of course, let it in.
Coming in. It's taking 6 years to walk 2 foot. Get in. Where's your collar gone?
He has lost his little collar because me and your mother Margaret went for a walk in the park the other day. This morning, not the other day. And he followed us.
Did he?
Yes.
Well. And?
He got swooped on by a feast of crows. And they attacked him, and he ran into some brambles. And he must have got his collar snagged on something. Because it's gone now, that cost me £5. That's the second one he's lost in as many weeks. Little shit.
Well, what are you letting him walk with you in the park for?
Because it's romantic, Paul.
What is?
Going arm in arm with your wife in the park.
But I can't do that with my wife, can I, Cecil? She's plugged in to the bed. But
you've just come in, you little shit!
Hey, Ginger Tuppence, get out. Make your mind up. Can't move my wife, can I, Cecil? She's plugged into the bedside table on your bed.
Rig up some kind of portable battery system.
Can't do that, Cecil. I'm not an engineer.
Well, then, become one. Study at a college. Go to De Montfort University with Sir Jeremy Cream.
Not going anywhere with Sir Jeremy Cream after what he said about Brexit.
What's he said about Brexit now?
He said something about wanting to kick out all the Israeli people from his road. And I said, well, you haven't got a road, Jeremy, you live on an estate. And he just sort of did an Indian head movement and did an Egyptian dance and then just wandered off. And I thought, well, you don't know what you're talking about, do you? You're talking nonsense. You're just trying to antagonise me.
Right, so what did you do?
Just hang on. I'm in the other room.
Keep talking to yourself, Cecil. I'm just
ending
the computer. Computer's on,
right,
coming back. Finish off
making
your one-ton
surprise, Cecil.
I'm sorry, what was the question? I don't know.
Well, I rang up Pastor Dave to get some advice because he's my mentor.
Right, yes, so that's Pastor Dave. That doesn't exist.
He does exist, Cecil. I keep telling you about him.
So don't you keep telling me about him, but I've never... Oh, what's that?
Just struggling, Cecil.
I've never seen this pasta man.
No, he's not made of pasta, Cecil. Don't be silly. He's just like a vicar, I think. At least what he says he is. Never actually seen him give a church service, but... You know, not everybody has to.
And what was his advice to you?
Just keep calm and carry on, he said. I thought, oh, that's good advice. I've never heard that before. So I kept calm and I carried on. And Sir Jeremy Cream kept sporting racist rhetoric. Kept going on about how all the old boys would want a Brexit to happen. They wouldn't want to be mixed in with them sorts. And I said, well, how do you know what they do and don't want? And he just sort of shrugged his shoulders. Then continued doing the Egyptian dance.
Right. He's an idiot, isn't he?
Now, your wontons are bubbling up beautifully, Cecil.
They're noodles, they're not wontons.
Yes, they are, Cecil.
They're not, Paul.
That's a wonton. Do you know, you don't even know what a wonton is, Cecil.
Of course I do.
What is one, then?
It's like a little beautiful parcel of pastry and matter.
What kind of matter? No, it's not. It's a noodle, Cecil. A wonton's a noodle.
It isn't.
It is. What? Oh, don't. Dizzle's giving me the hard stare, ladies and gentlemen. He's just looking at me as if to say, "You're a buffoon, Paul." Well, shut up, is what I say to that face, Cecil. Shut your face. Shut it up right now.
Right. Piss off. Look, I'm making you a beautiful, delicious lunch here, Cecil.
The least you can do is be nice to me.
Yes, you're right. I do apologise. I've been a bit rude. And I should be more grateful.
You should be. You should be absolutely grateful, Cecil. It's not often I cook for people.
No, it's not. But you are doing now. That's nice of you.
Go put this flour and buttery back in the fridge for me, Cecil.
Okay. Oh, it's heavy. Right. I can't get the fridge open. Oh, there we go. Stupid weak wrists. Excuse me.
Right, and then your wontons are nearly ready, Cecil.
All right. When am I getting them then?
They're here.
That smells.
I know it smells. Everything smells, Cecil. Does it smell good or does it smell revolting to you?
That smells like snot and talcum powder.
That's because you've just put loads of talcum powder on your face, Cecil. Do you not know it gives you lung cancer?
When you're 92, Paul, it doesn't matter.
You didn't put the cheese away.
You never asked me to put the bloody cheese away.
Can you put the cheese away, please?
What do you think I'm doing? I still can't get the fridge up and now the suction has... Come on! Oh. Beauty.
It's not beauty, it's horrendousness.
Yes. Well, that looks effing disgusting, Paul. Slimy, it smells, and I think I'm going to go just by myself. Oh. Cheese scone. I would love a cheese scone right about now.
Fine, I'll have the wontons then. Let's put the computer on, Cecil, and I want to watch... don't know what I want to watch. Thundercats, please. With Miss Bargain Hunt. Bastard.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock.
Bloody hell.
Right, well... I'm going for a nap then, if it's 2 o'clock. Dinner be damned.
Fair enough. Night night, everybody. Oh, I wonder if we've got Cash in the Attic recorded. Bye bye.